I poured out my heart. After this event, I came across those preachers once again. There I poured out my heart to them and told them that now, I no longer have faith in the idols. I had heard that Vithoba is true God, and therefore people from far and wide came to see him. But when I experienced it with my own eyes, it was nothing but a wastage of time and money. I could gain nothing after suffering and traveling so much. Who can wash away my sins? Where can I find him? Who can tell me about him? I am now in search of such a person. The Great Spirit, Paramatma, I am seeking, will definitely clear my way. As I was seeking God, one preacher took me to Mrs. Ross, one of the missionaries. She said to me, God will soon fulfill your purpose. I am sure about it. By having fellowship with us, you will soon come to know the way of truth. After some time, Miss Bernard came in place of her. Everyone knows that she served the Lord faithfully in Pune. For several years, she became my godmother. She encouraged my faith in Christ. She did many good things for me, for which the Lord will reward her in heaven. As we had decided, I went to her twice a week and learned more about God and His kingdom. In one visit, she gave me a copy of the New Testament. Within 1 month, I completed reading the Gospel of Matthew and meditated upon it. After that, I also read the whole New Testament prayerfully. Thereafter, I took the Old Testament and started reading it. I also gathered books on other religions. We stayed together with our parents and brothers. It was therefore very difficult to open the Christian scriptures and read them openly. I often went out of the village and read in solitude. In this way, I kept studying the Bible. Sometimes I read the Bible with the help of little lamp at midnight when everybody else was fast asleep. But once my father awoke and saw the light. He slowly climbed up to where I was reading the Bible. On seeing me reading the Christian scripture, he snatched the book from my hand. He became angry with me and warned me not to bring such books home. He also gave me a nice hiding. There were several wounds on my back. Therefore, I had to sleep on my chest for several days. Once again, my father saw me talking to the Christian preachers and brought me home and beat me very badly. He even locked me up inside a room. He allowed me to come out only once or twice for bathing and other necessities and sent me my meals through the door. I had to stay alone like this for several days. He tried to persecute me to the fullest. He thought, I will quit being a Christian if I was persecuted in this way, but in every situation such as this, the Christ whom I was seeking came to my rescue and encouraged me, saying that he had gone through more severe persecution for my sake. I am with you always. I will not forsake you. I will give my peace to you. Brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. Mark 13:12-13. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:1. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:3. These verses which I had read encouraged me greatly. As the days passed, I became more and more certain about matters. I thought, God is love, yet He being just, will definitely punish me for my sins. I had this fear in my heart. But I still had not forgotten that God had forgiven those who confess their sins and surrender their lives to Him. I always believed in my heart that Christ suffered and died for the sins of mankind. Now there was a riddle before me, so as to how I should receive Christ openly. If I became a Christian, what would my folks and relatives think of me? They will persecute me and will not allow me into their homes. I may also have to forsake the right to my property. I will not get my inheritance. These thoughts confused me greatly, and I did not know what to do, how to do it. I could not take decision. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And whoever receives me before men, I will also receive him before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father in heaven. These words of Christ were before my eyes, very alive. But still, I had no courage to take a decision. 2 more years passed in such a condition. Miss Bernard and the preachers kept on praying for me. One day, I fully steeled myself with determination and said to Mr. Bhaskare, I will come and stay with you. He took me to Reverend Gregg, chaplain at that time. On meeting and discussing matters with him, he gave me a room in his own bungalow.